American voters have sent only four black men to the U.S. Senate. One of them is Barack Obama. The first was Edward Brooke. We're going to take a moment now to remember the former Massachusetts senator who died over the weekend at the age of 95. In 1966, Edward Brooke was elected to the Senate at a time when segregation was common and a part of his upbringing.
I was born in Washington, D.C., in a segregated community. I lived in a cocoon then. I guess it was when I went to Boston University Law School was the first time that I really came face to face with a multiracial society and to enter into American politics and to be more cognizant of the world in which I live.
The world in which Edward Brooke lived was far different from what it is today. His success in Washington politics was improbable. Here he is again speaking with WBUR in an interview from 2007.
Well, I never intended to jump into politics, coming from Washington, never having voted at all. And I was urged by some of my African-American friends, most of whom were served with me in the 366 Infantry Combat Regiment. And I had no feeling about either political party, though my parents were both Republicans. In those days, most all African-Americans and other minorities as well were in the Republican Party because that was the party of Abraham Lincoln, the party of emancipation, and that's where they felt more comfortable. So I was comfortable with the Republican Party, particularly in Massachusetts, because it was the progressive party. It was a much more moderate party than it is today.
Among other accomplishments, Edward Brooke got the Senate to finally allow black members into its swimming pool and barbershop. He supported an end to the U.S. role in the Vietnam War.
I can't say enough against wars, and certainly they're not good for the people who fight them or the people who live through them. We had flawed intelligence in Vietnam. We didn't know what we were getting into when we went to Vietnam and when we stayed there and when we kept believing that we could bomb the North Vietnamese out of existence. It didn't happen. We didn't even understand the terrain. So we had flawed intelligence upon which Johnson and the country acted upon.
Edward Brooke was the first GOP senator to call for President Nixon to resign over Watergate. Brooke lost an election to Democrat Paul Tsongas in 1978. Former Senator Edward Brooke died Saturday in Coral Gables, Florida. You're listening to Here and Now.